Time now for our Rockport Coaches Show, and this week the Rockport Blue Jays are coming off of an off week, a bye week. Coach Ross Hastert joins us. Coach, what do you do in a bye week when you're trying to get a young team ready for the rest of the season?
Well, the main thing we did, John, is we kind of went back from to square one and started teaching fundamentals again. We had plenty of time to do that, you know, not preparing for a game. We also gave the kids a couple days off where we hoped that they were able to recoup and rest up, maybe take their minds off football for just a little bit. And then when we came back to work, that they were ready to go. We conditioned a lot, so hopefully that won't be a factor from here on out. And I think the kids enjoyed it. We've had a good week of practice, so we'll see what happens on Friday night.
Those days off are kind of nice. You hate to have to go back to the fundamentals at this point in the season, but with the team that's so young, sometimes that can be a real refreshing thing, can't it?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, some of the things we're not doing right now are fundamental things, you know, knowing our assignment all the time. So we really hit home on that. We didn't have a whole lot of contact in the week, but we made sure that kids knew what they were doing, so we did less thinking and more playing. And I think that was very important for our young football team.
We'll come visit with more Coach Hastert. More, we'll talk about what's coming up this week as the Blue Jays get back into action after this timeout. Welcome back to our Rockport Blue Jay Coaches Show for this week. Again, Coach Ross Hastert joining us as we get ready for another week of high school football with the Blue Jays. Coach, this week at King City, you got me over a barrel here. Tell me about King City. What have they got?
King City's got a really good running back. You know, he's a real shifty kid. I think he's a junior, plays real hard. Their record, and I've told our kids this, their record's 0-7. But the opponents that they've played have been very formidable opponents, and they've done some good things against those opponents. So I tell the kids not to look at their record, but more so watch tape, because they have moved the football, and turnover here or penalty there has cost them some ball games. So they're going to present some challenges in their run game. Their offensive line is good. Their defensive line is good. And so we got to prepare for that as far as being able to tackle and wrap up this week so that kid doesn't get loose.
As coaches and players in the schools, I mean, nobody wants to lose. But you get to a point with a team like you got this year where you had so many kids that were seniors last year and so young this year. Do you ever get to the point where the wins and losses don't matter as much as just making advancements every week? And I know the kids are going to give it their all, and I know you're going to coach them to win every game. But at some point, you kind of go, well, we're learning for next year.
Yeah, we are. And we've made improvements and made great strides since our first game at East Buchanan. And, you know, of course the kids want to win, and so do the coaches. But as long as we're seeing improvement and 110% effort on every single snap, that's kind of what we're looking for as coaches. And, you know, I think going into the district play here, we probably have a chance to win 3 ball games, and I think the kids understand that. And, you know, our motto of the week was raise your level, play, and good things will happen. So we'll see what happens. And they've worked extremely hard and kept working for us. So we'll see what happens.
And going through those first games or non-district games, getting this chance where you think you got a chance to win 3 ball games, everybody's got to be happy with the start of a new season. You know, as the old saying goes, the new season is here. Now we've got a chance. And, boy, things can get good in a hurry, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we got some good district opponents in that, but as far as being on a level that we can compete at, probably more so, we're there. And the kids understand that. They've watched film. And again, our one and only senior realized that he only has 3 guaranteed ball games left in his high school career. And he's really stepped up as a leader this week because he can't do it alone. And so he's really stepped up and told those kids that he needs help and to push them a little bit harder in practice this week.
All right, Coach. Thanks for taking time to visit with us. Best of luck on tonight's ball game.
All right. Thanks, John.
That is our Rockport Coaches Show for this week, brought to you by Golden Triangle by Northwest Missouri Cellular.